You are listening to the Northwest University Podcast. We hope this episode will inspire and challenge you towards spiritual vitality, academic excellence, and empowered engagement with human need. For more podcasts or information about Northwest University, please visit www.northwestu.edu.
You may be seated. Our speaker today, Alec Bailey, was born. It's good applause for being born. Alec was born and raised in Salt Lake City, Utah. He transferred to Northwest University 2 years ago and will be graduating with his Bachelor of Arts degree in Organizational Communication. During his time at Northwest, Alec has been involved in leading worship at Northwest. Last summer, he rocked the call as part of a regional traveling team that promoted the university to prospective students by playing worship music and concerts. He has also served on our campus newspaper, The Talon, and is the resident assistant of Gray 400, The Hive. Hear the buzz. Alec will again be traveling this summer, going abroad to Thailand, and he has spent his time at Northwest faithfully serving the students here and using his relational strengths and his creative talents to foster a Christ-centered community. He is a gifted photographer, a skilled musician, and has surplus hair follicles on the face. Alec plans to stay in the greater Seattle area after graduation and hopes to pursue a master's degree in Bible and theology. Please help me welcome Mr. Alec Bailey. Proud of you. Knock it out of the park.
Northwest, it's a complete honor to be up here. I transferred in 2 years ago, and when I got here, I decided that I am going to do everything I possibly can to try to get involved in everything on campus to make sure that I got the most out of this experience. And man, I am so blessed by this community and every aspect of it. And I just want to start off by saying thank you to a couple different people. First off, I want to say thank you to Resident Life. Sarah Jobson, Rick Engstrom, Tristan Norris, Kendra Phillips, Eric Gallup. You guys have been such incredible representations of what it means to be a leader, and I really feel like I would not be the man that I am today without having been under your mentorship. And specifically, Tristan, if I am half the man that you are one day, I know that I will be a good man. So thank you so much for being a mentor in my life. Campus Ministries, Phil and Brenda, you guys have been incredible people. Thank you so much for all the opportunities that I've had to be able to sing on this stage or play guitar or travel promoting the school that I absolutely love. And also thank you for being an incredible example of what it means to be a godly, and being a godly marriage and set the example of really pursuing Christ with everything that you are. And then Christian Dawson, thank you so much for everything that you've poured into me over the past 2 years as well. I would not be the man that I am today without these mentors in my life. And all my friends here at Northwest, you people, I've been so loved and cared for by the people of Northwest. And you really have shown me what it means to live inside a true community. And this is something that I will take with me far beyond just the 2 years that I had here. This will be something that has shaped me to be the man that I will become and the man that I am today. So thank you so much. And finally, I just want to say thank you to a couple of different professors. Dr. Will Murray, I've taken like 5 or 6 classes. He's an incredible man. Thank you so much. Your passion and your zeal for communications has really been an inspiration. And being under you as the advisor for the Talon is just, it's been an honor. So thank you so much for all that you've done. Matthew Bellinger, you really taught me how to really critically think and think well. And that was very, very, very important for me in my studies. And Dr. Rolanda Cawthon, you're an incredible woman of God, and it is so incredible to see somebody who's so zealous to preach the gospel and then get into the business realm and be just as zealous there. So thank you for carrying the call of God on your life. And seniors, our class, 2017, thank you so much for everything that you've done, working alongside of me, I working alongside of you. We've made it. This is our time. This message is for you guys. Seniors, we made it. And that's so cliche, and we've heard that so many times at so many different graduation ceremonies, but it's so true, we made it. I mean, 4 years of college is down, or 2 years, or however long you've been here, you've poured your hard work so that you could live in the fruit of this moment. You've poured into to see where it would take you, and now you've made it. We have finals next week. Push on, keep going, finish strong, but we've made it. Graduation as a transfer student here came very quickly. I can't believe 2 years is already over, and I can't believe that I started college 4 years ago and graduated high school 5 years ago. But this is our time. And we're all in a transition season. We're in a season of news. We're in a season where sometimes it's full of unknowns. We don't know what next week may look like. Some of us may not even know where we're going to live in 2 weeks. Some of us may not know if we picked the right undergrad. I'm right there. I'm still working that out with the living aspect. Lord provide. But seriously, there's a lot of unknowns that goes into after graduating. It's one thing to graduate high school and to go into college and think this is a new experience of life, but it's another thing to graduate college and to go into real life. But we made it. This is our time. A lot of you know my story. I want to talk about a season of my life where I went through some pretty crazy transition and where I really feel like Christ showed me what it means to trust in him completely. When I was 15, I was diagnosed with cancer. I had an aggressive form of cancer. By the grace of God, I actually caught it early. That's only because it was an aggressive form of cancer. But during the 6 to 12 months after I was diagnosed, I didn't know what that was going to look like. I didn't know if my cancer was going to come back. I didn't know if I was going to go through chemotherapy or radiation and lose all of my hair and get very sick, lose this beard that President Casper alluded to. I was afraid. I did not know how to get myself through this, and I had to really trust in Christ. But there was moments where I feel like I couldn't even trust in him. There was moments where I didn't know how to do this on my own. And I prayed, and I was like, God, then teach me how to trust. Jesus, may I abide in you that you would abide in me. John 15 so beautifully portrays this message of the Father being the vine dresser. And Jesus says, abide in me, and I will abide in you. I had to completely trust in him in that season. In the same way that I have to trust in him right now that he's going to provide a job, in the same way that he's going to provide a place to live, in the same way that I know that he's going to provide a family one day and that he'll provide his plan that is greater than what I can even imagine. Let me read that passage real quick. John 15, 1 through 6, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch that in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. Margaret Feinberg's book, Scouting the Divine, beautifully paints this picture of what the vine dresser's job is. She meets with a vineyard owner named Christoph and really delves into understanding what it means to be a vine dresser. Christoph says that, alluding to what pruning is, he says, it's the little cuts that are the most important. You cannot come in with a pair of shears and clip like crazy. You don't just look at what appears to be dead and cut it off, or look at what is full of fruit and think it's fine. Over the course of pruning, you make a series of very precise strategic cuts that will produce the healthiest and most robust vines. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. Christ says, abide in me, and I will abide in you. And sometimes that means he comes and he cuts out things out of our lives that we didn't think should have been cut out. Sometimes he comes in and cuts out things in our lives that absolutely need to be cut out. And when I was diagnosed with cancer, that was something I had to do, is I had to trust him, and I couldn't trust him on my own. I said, God, give me that ability to trust you. And he pruned out the disbelief in my life. He pruned out the ability to not be able to do this on my own. And he pruned out the things to make it so that I could abide in him and that I could trust in him fully. Just like we do in this same season of graduation, he will prune out the things of our lives that are not open doors to his kingdom. When we abide in him, he will abide in us. This highlights the intimacy that Christ has with us and how he handles each and every one of us differently. No two vines are going to look the same, just like no two vineyards are going to look the same, just like no two vine dressers are going to look the same. The Father handles each and every one of us completely different, but he knows that each and every one of us have a different story, and he plays such a beautiful part with intimacy into each one of our lives. So abide in him, that he may abide in you, and he may do a good work inside of your life. When we abide in Christ, it leaves no room for fear of the unknown. When we abide in ourselves, the unknown is the biggest fear that we have. Abide in him, that he may abide in us. So as we walk into this new season, whether it be graduating or going into the workforce, going into grad school across the country, or not knowing what next week even looks like, let's trust in him, knowing that the good work that God has done in us thus far was found in him. And as we abide in him, that he will do a good work in us. Abide in him now, abide in him in a month, abide in him in 2 weeks when you graduate, abide in him 5 years from now. Don't ever stop abiding in his word. Seniors, now is our time, but now is our time more than ever to abide in Christ. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to the Northwest University Podcast. For more, visit www.northwestu.edu.